Unneyasna, Wonuru, Sir Horan, Yehanuru, Ulisha Lima, Yetitri, who no chot, Kenekawa, who amate.
Hope you enjoyed that video. I love this video because many of the people and places that we just saw are the actual people and places that we're going to get to experience in just a few months. It's hard to believe that it's been over 2 years since we stood in front of this congregation and launched our Wycliffe ministry. A lot has happened since then. One of the things is Johanna has grown about 6 inches. If you remember, she was on a stool the last time that she was here, and now she's
almost taller than
towering over Diane. But but besides that, we want to give you a chance this morning to catch you up on what God's been doing in our lives, and also what we're anticipating that he's about to do shortly. But before we do that, we want to kind of catch people up, if there's people who may not know us all that well, and go back just a few years.
It was about 30 years ago that Mom and Dad first sensed God's call to vocational ministry. They had no idea what ministry they were being called to, but what they did sense was the urgency to begin a study in preparation for whatever it was. Their pastor at the time confirmed their calling and began to meet with Dad to teach him how to study the Bible. And from that moment on, Mom and Dad looked for opportunities both to learn and to grow, as well as serve, in the hopes of discovering and preparing for our ministry calling.
Then in 2010, we were invited to attend an event where they were advocating for Wycliffe Bible translators. Little did we know that that weekend conference would set the course for the rest of our lives.
We were struck by the amazing world of Bible translation. We heard about families who would go off to the ends of the earth to translate the Bible into the heart language of people who didn't have it. These missionaries would learn the local language and work with the nationals to develop an alphabet and dictionary for a people that at that point had never even had a written language before. They would then spend years, sometimes 20 or 30 years, living among the people to translate the Bible verse by verse. It was then that we finally realized what God had been calling us to and preparing us for all those years.
Since then, we have completed all of our training and the majority of our partnership development. And we are preparing to leave for Nigeria, West Africa this April, where Mike will be translating, or will be a Bible translator, advisor for five different languages.
Here are five fast facts about Nigeria. Number one, Nigeria is home to the happiest and most optimistic people in the world. Number two, life expectancy is 52 years, one of the lowest in the world. Number three, Nigeria is roughly half Muslim and half Christian. Number four, Nigeria is Africa's most populous country. As of 2018, the population is over 195 million people. Number five, there are over 500 different languages spoken in Nigeria, and about half of them have no Bible translation.
So the video that we're going to see next, can you hear us okay? We're good. Okay. The video that we're going to see next is of the New Testament translation of the Dakawa language, and this was just completed about a year ago. The American pastors and delegates that you'll see in the video are from supporting churches in the U.S. that came over to be a part of this celebration. And that got me thinking that perhaps in a few years, when we've completed a translation, that maybe a delegation from this church might be able to come over and be a part of our celebration there. So when you're watching this video, if you can kind of imagine yourself being there and being a part of this celebration.
Has been amazing. I know one of the speakers said something that really kind of sums it all up. I think he said today God has spoken to the Dakawa people in the Dakawa language. I think that's a pretty powerful, amazing, and true statement. So
I just want to say that it was such a joy to see the word getting into the hearts of people. I think that we often take things for granted, and I think the word may be one. I was thinking of how many copies of the Bible that I have, and to see them just get it in their heart language for the first time, and the joy on their face as they were getting that just overwhelmed me almost to just, my tears couldn't stop.
So the one thing I think that touched me the most today about the celebration was, first of all, it was just that the Spirit of the Lord was there, and the joy in their faces. I saw some crying and some laughing, and they couldn't wait to open it and begin to look at it and read it. I'm so thankful. I love the fact that there was pictures in those Bibles, and to give them images of the people in the Bible and the stories. I just loved being here. I'm so thankful to be a part of it.
Okay, this is the Heath family, the ones that were responsible for overseeing the Dakawa translation that we just saw. And they've been over there for about 25 years, raised their boys over there. David Heath there will be my supervisor. This is Cameron Townsend, founder of Wycliffe Bible Translators. In 1917, he went down to Guatemala to sell Spanish Bibles. And he was shocked to find out that the people didn't speak Spanish. So many spoke other languages. And he was challenged by the question, if your God is so great, why doesn't he speak our language? And that was the impetus that that propelled Cameron Townsend to found Wycliffe Bible Translators. These red dots represent the roughly 7,000 languages in the world. And of those 7,000 languages, there are still over 2,000 languages that have no scripture in their language at all. No Bible translation, not one word of scripture. So that means that about a third of the world's people groups are not able to read about the love of God and the good news of Jesus Christ in a language that they can clearly understand. You see that concentration of dots in the center there, that's Nigeria. Nigeria has 500 languages, the most of any country in Africa, and about half of those still have no Bible translation. So there's still a lot of work to do there in Nigeria. It's hard for me to see the slide. This just shows the boundaries of those 500 languages. And again, the different languages and where they're at in Nigeria as far as Bible translation. That pink, kind of pinkish group up on the top left, the northwest corner there, that's where we're going to be. And those pink, the pink represents languages, translations that are in progress. So we're going to be coming into a project that has five different translations going that the Heaths have been working on. And I'll be joining in there and being translation advisor for those five different projects. The Dakawa is the one we just saw, the Dakawa people and their language that where they just had a completed translation. That's where the same area we're going to be. And then if you look in the center, Nigeria, above the E in Nigeria, Jos, that is where the Wycliffe SIL, the main translation center is for the country. And so that'll be kind of like our home base that we'll fly into there and get oriented before we go out to where we're going to be assigned. It's about a 12-hour trip by car to get from Jos to where we're going to be working. And so we're going to need a pretty good reliable vehicle for that. We'll be making trips. We'll be out maybe 3 months at a time out where the Dakawa people are. And then we'll be back for maybe a month and then going back and forth. This is some of the Dakawa people that these are the people that the Hiss first started with when they came to Nigeria. There's their young son back many years ago with Dakawa children. A typical Dakawa village. And those buildings on the left up on stones, those are where they keep their food. These were the Dakawa translators back in 2012. There may be some different ones now, so I may be able to continue working with some of these. They're going to start in an Old Testament now, and so I'll be able to start with two of the different languages are starting Old Testaments, and so I'll be working with them as well as three New Testaments. One of the translators. Those of you familiar with the Jesus Film Project, you know that it's a great project. It was started by Campus Crusade for Christ, and which is now CRU. So it's basically the Gospel of Luke in film or in video. And so then as languages, the Gospel of Luke is translated into different languages, then it can be dubbed onto the Jesus film. It's no longer, they don't use those big film projectors. They've got video projectors now, a lot smaller. And they, everything to present the Jesus film can be, they've worked it out, so now it can be put on the back of a motorcycle. And so with one motorcycle, they can go pretty much anywhere, set this up, solar power with batteries, and then they can present it's the Gospel of Luke. And they found this to be a really big evangelistic tool. Another great evangelistic tool, and we'll talk about more in the presentation, is the audio Bible. It's solar on one side, a little solar panel, and then the buttons and speaker on the other. And once there's a translation into their language, it can be put on these audio Bibles, and then they're really tough, rugged, and they can use these for years. This was the Hiss opening their first box of their translations about a year ago. And another tool, once the translation is done, can put on their phones. There's, you know, there's phones all over the world, even in many developing third world countries. And so here they've got the Dakawa is on the left. You see the scriptures, and on the right they've got a dictionary to help them. This shows the five languages we'll be working with. There are the five translation projects. And again, just some perspective, Nigeria, and then where we're going to be. I'm going to go through these few quickly. These are the different translation teams of for these languages they're going to be working with. And okay, now this the bottom picture is going to be on the right side of it is our house. And the Hiss built this years ago. And the left side is the translation center. So we're fortunate to have the translation teams coming to the center so we can work with them there instead of having to go out to each village to work with the team. So there's four of the five teams are there right now working. The top picture is the translation, or the translations room in that building. This is our living room we're going to have there. The translators right now, one of the teams is working in the living room since there's no missionaries there. Okay, now this is the other room, I believe, in there. There's a conference room and a computer room for working with translation there. Another picture of the translation center in the house. On the left, you can see the pole going up through the tree. That's for, Dave added that for a cell, so give us a little bit more help with our cell phone coverage. And on top, there's a rectangle. That's our cell of the carport, or a square up there. That's our solar panel, and so the house and translation center is all powered by solar and batteries that he says is enough to run all the necessary things we need. There's also a tank, 500-gallon tank on the back. I don't know if you can see it in this picture in red. We pump water up to that, and then we'll have gravity pressure for water. This is our carport, and you see on the left that contraption. That is Diane's new wash machine. So it's very efficient, powered by her and Johanna's strong arms, the wringer and buckets that they use to do our wash with. And those doors in front, there's a couple of guest rooms right there. So we already have a place for you guys to come visit us, stay in one of those two little rooms. And then our restroom, our bathrooms also is one of those rooms and a storage room. This is Dave working with all the translation teams out there on the carport. And this shows where our well is then that pumps up to that tank. A couple more slides about inside our house. So our living room. This is the master bedroom. There's a second bedroom in there also that we don't have a picture of. The kitchen and dining room. There's a kerosene freezer there. We won't have a refrigerator, but we'll have a kerosene freezer. Dave says, as long as we can figure out how to keep it running and figure out a way to do refrigeration with that. Oh, I need to go back. Okay, well, this next video that we're going to see is the last one. It's a few years old. But I wanted to use this one because it really shows the impact that Bible translation can have on the lives of individuals when they finally get the Word of God in their own heart language.
Translation standpoint, the trip was successful as we received approval from our consultant to publish four more books of the Dukawa New Testament. We are also able to submit the last four books of the Dukawa New Testament to him. The Lord willing, we will get final approval to record and publish the entire New Testament by this January.
I give out 171 now audio Bible to different places. 900 people gave their life for Christ. And they are meeting regularly for Bible studies in different places. Even though most of the places are new places. And David took time even to go with me to see for himself. Some are meeting under a mango tree. Some are meeting. They have even built this area. They have built a church. They have started a church there.
Privilege of going with Samuel down this road up here, and it was so beautiful because years ago there were no Dukawa churches, and we saw about 10 Dukawa churches close to the road and about 30 churches that we could see from the road, and it was so beautiful to see what God's doing.
We have been training people on how to use the audio Bible, and they are using it. 40 churches we have planted, and there are a new 8 churches that we have planted in this area.
Pastor Matthew Dambaba.
So his name is among the list of the discipleship makers. He came for all the training that we had, and because of that zeal that he got from the training, he started. Gradually, they are meeting under a tree, and gradually, God help them now, they are having 3 churches, new ones. And he's the one going around overseeing. He has people under him that are looking after those churches.
We're here at Capto, and this is a new church, about a year old, and we just visited, and 16 of the people came to know the Lord through the use of the audio Bible.
The listening groups continue to listen to the scriptures 2 times, then retell the passage. They discuss it and talk about how they can obey the passage, and then they close by praying about it. Our thoughts were that God would use these audio Bibles to help disciple new and old believers, but I had no idea how God would use these audio Bibles to be an evangelistic tool as well. I was wondering, how could 970 Dukawas receive Christ as their Lord and Savior because of these audio Bibles? Samuel expressed his disbelief too, until he started following up on some of these people. One of our friends from our old village of Otab, his name was Bamboy. Bamboy attended our audio Bible training and learned how to conduct a listening group.
He was faithful in leading the listening group at his home church. But he did not stop there. He started visiting other friends in our village, like my friend Dika. He would play the audio Bible for him and for others. Since last July, Bumboy has led 32 people to Christ. He has been known to walk over 6 miles from his home to share the message of the scriptures. When our discipleship coordinator asked him why he was walking, his reply was, he saw the Jesus film and Jesus walked everywhere he went. Why should he be any different?
Well, as we just observed, Bible translation is foundational for both evangelism and discipleship. Cameron Townsend said that the greatest missionary in the world is the Bible in the mother tongue. And the desire of our hearts is that one day soon, within our lifetime, all nations, tribes, people, and languages will enjoy the blessing of communing with God through a Bible that's written in their own language.
If God is speaking to you about partnering with us or investing in the kingdom of God through your partnership with us in Bible translation, we would love for you to get involved in whatever ways God lays on your heart.
And we would love to get together with anyone interested in knowing more about our Wycliffe mission to translate the Bible in Nigeria, West Africa.
I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our passion for the Bible-less people of Nigeria with you here this morning. You know, as Wycliffe missionaries, we are a faith-based ministry and totally dependent upon those that God calls to partner with us. With about a month and a half to go before we need to purchase plane tickets and apply for our visas, we're still lacking about $1,500 a month in monthly partnership and then a launch funds that we need to purchase the plane tickets and a vehicle when we get their housing set up and so on. Our prayer cards, which we have one for everyone, we wanted to leave those with you. Oh, you guys already passed them out?
Yes.
On the back of those, there's information on how you can partner with us. And I thought the phone number was on there for Wycliffe, but it's not. We can get that off the website, or we'd be glad to help you to set something up if you're interested. Also, your email is very important to us. When we get overseas, we will not be able to use snail mail, so it'll all be by email. And we'd love to have everyone on our email list, and so we can keep you up to date and keep connected with you. The last thing I wanted to say is, I say for last because it's the most important. I just want to really say from our family, thank you. These last 2 years, since we've presented this to you guys, and actually even before that, people knew I'd started school back about 7.5-8 years ago when we were looking towards translation. The support and love, encouragement, financial support from this body has been incredible. We're so grateful to our pastors and their families for their support as a church, where you guys, a portion of your tithes and offerings go to us as a church body that you're giving, and then individuals, many people, encouraging us one way or the other. And I just want you to know how much that means to us, and to know that you're with us, supporting us, believing in our family, and what God's called us to do means the world to us. So God bless you, and thank you so much.